Exclusive: Donald Trump Jr., Ilhan Omar's attack on Stephen Miller further reveals her shameless anti-Semitism. By Donald Trump Jr. on April 12, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, clearly hasn't learned from her past mistakes, because she hasn't stopped spewing disgraceful and untrue rhetoric just yet. The Congresswoman recently made what might just be her most vile comments yet. At a fundraiser for the Council on American-Islamic Relations, she reduced the 9/11 terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 Americans to "some people did something." I have news for the freshman congresswoman from Minnesota. When 3,000 Americans are murdered by radical Islamic terrorists, it's not "some people did something," it's an act of war. Omar's minimization of that despicable attack on our country is an insult to all Americans, especially those who lost loved ones on September 11th, and offers a disturbing insight into what Omar really thinks of her adopted homeland. That such remarks came from a sitting member of the United States Congress is particularly disgraceful. Sadly, instead of condemning her vile comments, Democrats in Congress and in the media have remained largely silent about her comments. But that's become par for the course for a Democrat party that now counts Omar as part of the mainstream. And now, on top of all that, and only weeks after unequivocally apologizing for her anti-Semitic tropes, Rep. Omar has set her sights on a Jewish White House advisor. "Stephen Miller is a white nationalist," Omar tweeted. "The fact that he still has influence on policy and political appointments is an outrage. Are my sister Ivanka Trump and my brother-in-law Jared Kushner, who are both Orthodox Jews, part of the neo-Nazi conspiracy, too? Is Ben Carson working for the KKK? Nothing that Miller has ever said or done qualifies him as a white nationalist, and Omar knows it." Omar's tweet included a link to an article claiming that Miller has been pushing for a stronger immigration enforcement policy, suggesting that was the motivation for her slander. "But wanting to end the ongoing humanitarian and national security crisis on our southern border by reforming our immigration system is hardly a form of white nationalism." The truth is that Stephen Miller is an honorable man and a fine public servant who is dedicated to American principles of freedom, justice, and the rule of law. The only reason he's being targeted is that he has also been a tireless advocate for my father's America First agenda. But Omar needed some way to deflect attention from her own history of bigotry. And apparently she decided that making a baseless accusation against a Trump administration official would do the trick. She also recently accused the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, of building support for Israel by paying off Republicans, an absurd remark that was rightfully condemned by many members of both parties, forcing Omar to issue a reluctant, half-hearted apology. "Anti-Semitism is real, and I am grateful for Jewish allies and colleagues who are educating me on the painful history of anti-Semitic tropes," Omar said at the time. "My intention is never to offend my constituents or Jewish Americans as a whole." Now we know exactly what she meant. Her intent is to offend and smear Jewish Americans individually, as long as they don't live in her district. What's completely unacceptable is for Ilhan Omar to yet again target Jews, Republican strategist Jeff Balaban rightly declared. In this case, it's not just Stephen Miller. What she's doing is, by declaring a Jew, someone who is known to be Jewish, a white nationalist, she's saying, "Jews, you're not minorities." Frankly, there was always something off about Omar's apology in the first place. Despite claiming to understand the history of anti-Semitic rhetoric and unequivocally apologizing for her remarks, Omar ended the statement by attempting to justify her words, decrying the problematic role of lobbyists in our politics, whether it be IPAC, the NRA, or the fossil fuel industry. She should have just said sorry, not sorry to save time. While most Republicans never bought this fake apology, the Democrats and the media were more than happy to let Omar off the hook. In fact, many liberals went on to portray Omar as a victim while turning a blind eye to her abhorrent rhetoric. They don't seem at all concerned about either her rampant anti-Semitism or her shameful comments minimizing the 9/11 terror attacks. A recent Vox article, for instance, claims that lawmakers like Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are being silenced in today's America. I would argue the contrary, thanks to the unhealthy obsession that the mainstream media and the Democrat Party have for her. Omar has become an icon of the radical left, and left-leaning publications such as Vox regularly amplify her hatred. In fact, Omar's disgusting rhetoric just earned her a spot on the cover page of Newsweek magazine, which praises the rookie lawmaker for changing the conversation about Israel. While Omar has a right to express her demented views, she doesn't have a right to be shielded from condemnation when she does so. Donald Trump Jr. is the executive vice president at the Trump Organization.